Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and Schoolmaster David Lawrence, recorded August 30th, 1973, in London, England.
See, we are speaking of this Krishna consciousness. The message is from the spiritual world. It is not of this material world. Therefore, sometimes people may misunderstand.
Yes.
So we have to explain it nicely. But the entire subject matter of Krishna consciousness is not of this material world. All it is of spiritual world. But they have no information of the spirit and the spiritual world. Therefore, sometimes they find it very difficult to understand.
One of the very important enclosures, which we mentioned when I came up last, for the teacher's pack, this was, not for the actual booklet, was a series of questions, what we would call sticky ones in the West, but I'm sure you'll deal with them with very great ease. I've tried to produce what I thought would be objections to Krishna consciousness, not as such to theism, but more to Krishna consciousness. And if I could, Mukunda has got them, in fact. There's about 8 or 9. And if you could be pleased to perhaps answer them on tape, and I can have them transposed. We're going to produce this in the teacher's pack, 6 or 7 sheets of cycler-styled notes for the teachers. So they'll be able to meet the objections, perhaps, of their students. You know, some of the intelligent students may make points which clearly can be met.
Yes.
But we can meet them in a sense before they're even asked.
Yes.
Because it makes it even more impressive.
Yes. In which point these two students may possibly object?
Well, I've mentioned a few points on which, you know, I've studied a bit more deeply than the average student because of university and all this sort of business, which is a particular form of knowledge. Let me think of one. Yes, one that I asked, which I know Mukunda has already answered for me, that we need it in the teacher's pack, of course, is the fact of the dating of the of the Vedas. You know, people like some of the archaeologists such as A.L. Basham and Mortimer Wheeler maintain that the Harappa dig, so to speak, in the Indus Valley, Mohenjo-Daro and all those towns, show the dating of the Vedas, in fact, to be a great deal later, you know, and therefore to take away, some people would say this, to deprive the Vedas of a certain amount of authority, because they no longer, according to these men, would appear to be the most ancient religious scriptures in the world. And that sort of question, you know, which...
Veda means not religion. Veda means knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can trace out the history of knowledge, then you can trace out what is the date of Veda. Can you trace out which is the date when knowledge began?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trace out?
I wouldn't think they could. I wouldn't think they could.
So how you can trace out the history of Vedas? Vedas means knowledge. Vedas means knowledge. So first of all, find out from which date knowledge began. Then you find out the date of the Vedas.
Yes, it seemed to me, I tried to read certainly A.L. Basham on this, and
those who know Sanskrit, they know what is the meaning of Veda.
Yes.
Veda means knowledge. Vetti Veda Vida Gyani. Gyan means knowledge. That means the history of Veda means from the date of creation of this material world. Now find out the date of creation of the material world. Approximately, nobody can give what is the data. We cannot date of like Brahma, he got the first of all the Vedic knowledge. Now, one day of Brahma, you cannot calculate. One day. A day when Brahma night is there, there is devastation up to some extent. So, again, in the daytime of course, Brahma, that creation takes place.
Yes.
There are two kinds of devastation. One devastation is at the night of Brahma, and one final devastation is the whole cosmic manifestation finished. So these teeny people, they are after the dates of Vedas, and that is ludicrous.
Yes.
Just like there are many microbes, they grow in the evening and die at the just in the day beginning. The whole night is there. Span of life. Our life is like that. What history can write? That we receive Vedic knowledge from the authorities. And what is the value of these dates?
Indeed. I mean, it's the sort of thing that Western scholars excel in, isn't it?
Suppose if you try to trace out when the human being began calling mother. Can you trace out the history?
They tried to take away from the Vedas by making it seem very young, so that the Bible is older. They think that Vedas came from Bible, the many scholars.
These Askers think like that?
Yes, you see, they say that the because the Aryans came from, or passed through at least, the Middle East, but in fact some of the older parts of the Old Testament predate. So they say, and indeed some of the Egyptian some of the better Egyptian stuff.
So one has to transcend this, what is called, historical references.
Yes,
they calculate in Darwin's theory.
Darwin's theory is out now, isn't it? Considered old-fashioned now. They dispense with these theories as quickly as most people do their newspaper each day. One day it's in and the next day it's out. And while it's in, everybody claps and applauds. Well, one or two other points, perhaps I can raise one or two of them. Some of them are longer, in fact. An interesting thing that came out of my study of the Christian, certainly the Jewish tradition, and I wondered really on your views on this, whether it relates at all to the Indian one. It seems when you get to the really high spot of Jewish religion, which many people consider the prophets of Judah.
What is their high spot?
Well, exactly. That is, in inverted commas.
They are rotting in the lowest spot. What is their high spot?
Let's think. Somebody like perhaps Isaiah or somebody like this who was
a
universalist.
Somebody says so many things. But
yes, that's right. Oh, yes, I mean, if you take them, they all differ in their views. But one of the things, one of the themes that comes through is the idea that...
Therefore, the gentleman the other day was asking, how is that you say electricity? Oh, you are not present that time?
Yeah.
Because you have translated, there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity in the spiritual world.
Oh yes, yes, I was reading that, yes.
When he heard the word electricity, he became astonished.
Is that the word that exists?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I must admit I was amazed at that reference, reading it to me.
That frog philosophy is doing. Dr. Frog. He's simply calculating the well, that's all. How there can be Atlantic Ocean? And that is frog philosophy.
Yeah.
You know frog philosophy?
Yes.
You know? I don't see it.
No.
You can explain. What is that frog philosophy?
Frog philosophy. Trying to imagine the size of the Atlantic Ocean never having left my well.
Oh, I see. Yes. Completely beyond one's experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, especially of the Mr. Frog, Dr.
Yeah.
Frog. He has never seen what is Atlantic Ocean.
Yes. Yeah.
And somebody informed him, oh, I have seen such a vast mass of water.
Yeah.
Is it bigger than this?
Yeah. Well, beyond his conception.
Yeah.
Completely.
These people are like frog.
Yes.
Rotting in the well.
Yeah.
They can understand the basic knowledge.
Yeah. So one of the themes really that interested me was this this yearning, certainly was true amongst the Jews, to return to a rural background, you know, to a rural sort of setting. I wondered if you felt that much of the Vedas was in fact a firm belief, an affirmation, if you like, that the most true form of life, the most pure form of life, is one that's lived alongside nature, not against nature, as we seem to be doing in our urban setting.
In the Jewish tradition, they yearn for a life of living on farms and villages, small communities with cows and agriculture.
Yeah.
Is this also expressed in the Vedas?
Oh, yes.
You feel that strongly.
Oh, yeah. That is real life.
Yes.
Real life means you have to minimize your bodily activities so that you can save time and devote for spiritual understanding.
Yes.
That is real life. And the present civilization based on bodily concept of life is animal life.
Yes.
It is not civilized life. Civilized life means atatha brahma jigyasa. When one is advanced so much so that he inquires about the spirit soul. But there is no such inquiry. Like the cats and dogs, they cannot inquire. What is spirit soul? So, Vedic life means to become free as much as possible from the bodily disturbances. Therefore, the first education is to become brahmacharya.
Yes.
Celibacy. Okay? Now, at the present moment, they are trying to make the abortion as law. But these rascals cannot check their sex life.
Yes.
You see? Mm-hmm. Their philosophy is that you shall go on with sex life unrestrictedly. And when there is pregnancy, kill the child.
Yes.
This is their rascal's philosophy. Mm-hmm. They have no idea that by training one can forget sex life.
Yes.
So, if you forget sex life, where is the question of aversion? Where is the question of aversion? Hmm? But they cannot do that.
No.
Therefore, it is said, Adanta Gobhi Visadanta Mishram by non-restricted sense enjoyment, they are gradually going to the animal, a lower grade of life. They cannot explain why there are so many varieties of life. They cannot explain. So, this killer of the baby within the womb, so the result will be that this man who is, indulging in abortion, he will be put into the womb and somebody will kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And as many wombs or baby he has killed, he will have to take so many lives and being killed. So much so that it will be rather impossible for him for hundreds of years not to see the light. He'll remain in the womb and being killed.
Yes.
Does not know the nature's law. One cannot violate the nature's law. He can violate the state law. Suppose you kill somebody, you can escape by trick, but you cannot escape nature's law. As many times you have killed, so many times you have to be killed within the womb.
Yes.
This is nature's law.
I was very interested to talk to a nurse in one of the main London hospitals, only last week in fact, and she was saying that they're having almost impossible time trying to man these abortion wards now because all the nurses and doctors just don't want to do the work. In some cases, she was saying that they take a baby from its mother's womb and it's sort of put onto a tray and thrown into a litter bin, and you can see it moving. And they've had one or two cases at their hospital where they've gone out afterwards, and they've seen babies moving.
Has been seen in Calcutta, so in dustbin, found out some child, dustbin.
Terrible. You know, some in such an advanced state of pregnancy that clearly life is a strong possibility.
Well, not advanced stage.
Yes.
Life begins from the very beginning of sex. The sex, the living entity is very small.
Mm-hmm.
By nature's law, according to his karma, he is sent to the father's seminar, and that is injected.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately the two secretions emulsify, the man's and the woman's, and it forms a body just like a pea. That is the formation of body. Now the pea-like form develops gradually. Then first manifestation is the nine holes. Everything is there in the medical.
Yes, yes.
The nine holes, we have got nine holes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In this way, gradually, the senses develop. And by the time 7 months, everything is complete, and the living entity's consciousness come back. Prior to the formation of the body, the living entity remains unconscious, just like in chloroform, anesthetic. Then he dreams, and then gradually consciousness, at that time, he becomes very much upset to come out.
Mm.
Then nature gives him heart. He comes out. This is the process of
miracle. Cool.
What do they know? They do not know anything.
No. I was absolutely amazed to read an article. I think it was.
This is Vedic knowledge.
Well, it's
so you'll get everything perfect.
Mm.
Therefore, how there can be any history? That is the difficulty. We are speaking everything of the spiritual. Therefore it is sometimes very difficult for the gross materialist.
Yes.
They are so dull-headed.
Yes.
They cannot understand.
The British Association, which is... many people regard an irrelevant bunch of scientists who meet once a year. One of the good speeches was in fact given on the question of the value of human life, and one of the points was made there by somebody who has had to talk to these girls who come in to have abortions, some cases their third and fourth abortion, and they're not married, of course, and saying that many of the girls regard an abortion in the same way as they regard a shampoo for their hair.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, it hair's is. Got to be washed, we wash hair. Womb's got to be cleaned out, we clean the womb out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
A very moment in the shampoo. That means they're human beings are simply being put into ignorance. Animal kingdom.
Yes, yes.
This is modern civilization.
Yes.
To keep people in ignorance, in darkness, is ajānata.
Mm.
Ajānata, the Sanskrit word is ajānata. Lokasya ajānata. Ajānata means to keep in darkness. They do not know anything about the importance of life. Ajānata. Yaya sanmahita jīva ātvāram trignātmakam. By this ajānata principle, man considers that this harm, this matter, they are all doing all these things because they have no spiritual understanding.
That's right.
Yes. Taking the body as lump of matter.
Yes.
To break a stone and to kill the body of a child is the same thing.
Yes.
They think like.
And yet the incredible thing is the obsession with making life longer. I mean, what is the point of making a life longer that is a worthless life anyway? Because
yes,
it is so materialistic.
Yes.
If you take a man, well, somebody could say he's given a great deal of enjoyment, a man like Walt Disney, you know, has had his body
life,
put into...
You can see this tree, you'll find at least 500 years old.
Mm.
So this kind of longer life, what is the value?
Yeah.
What is the value? There are many trees, I've seen one tree in San Francisco, 7,000 years old.
Or the redwood...
Yeah, the redwoods. So...
makes Walt Disney look a bit...
This kind of longer life, what is the value?
Yes. Yes, you know, he had his body put into suspended animation, right? I don't know what they call it, cytology, is it, or something? Or they
have them put into chemicals and bathe because he died of cancer, and he wants to be woken up in about 50 years' time when they've got the cure for cancer. Yeah. And then he can live again and, you know, make a few more films, apparently. It's an extraordinary attitude to life, isn't it, really? One of the other problems that I was going to raise, and in fact it appears in the question sheet, there seems to be, so in the Srimad Bhagavatam, is that the right pronunciation? I always get these things wrong. A very great deal of what one could call demonology, if you like. Now, I confess this raises problems for me. When a book like that...
what was written 5,000 years ago.
Yes, very, very ancient. Now, is it to be taken, the references, say, to Patana, is this to be taken...
It is also
physically or spiritually as a demonic power or what?
No. Which one?
Is it the demoness Patana takes Krishna and Krishna sucks her breath? That's right.
No, literally.
Allegorically.
Literally.
Yeah, literally as a physical fact.
Oh, yes.
Now, having said that, then, if one goes on logically...
You'll find so many demons like Patana, even at the present moment.
So one could leap from behind a tree, putting it tritely, if you like.
Bhagavatam, there is nothing. There are some figurative use, just like we speak the story of Aesop's fable.
Yes, yes.
That is for instruction.
Mm. Mm.
Just like a jackal is talking with a lion.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So, there are stories like
that. Yes, there are figurative stories.
Yes.
I mean, one or two of the stories, there's a reference to Krishna and the unmarried gopis, saying that he treated them like dolls, yet they were well pleased with him. Now, would it be right to say that the main point of that story, rather than...
dolls?
Yeah, he says he treated them rather like dolls. That's your own translation on that one. But they were well pleased with him. Is the point of the story
dolls means just like...
Play with them.
Just like doll player.
Yes, yes.
They make the dolls dance.
Dance, yes.
Is it like
as he wishes.
Yes.
Now, I mean, is that to be taken, again, literally, or is there, as you say, a figurative meaning there in terms of
that is
faith?
Because gopis were just dancing according to Krishna's desire. They are so devoted that whatever Krishna desires, they are prepared.
See, without being too irreverent, it seems a strange thing to get young ladies to undress in front of you.
That's what
I'm probably misunderstanding it, you see.
It will be difficult for ordinary person. Still, as far as possible, I've tried to explain for understanding of the ordinary people. By general reading, it's not difficult.
Mm. This is the sort of problem one comes across, whether in fact, you see, having grown up in what was really a very liberal, critical attitude...
Therefore, this portion of Krishna's life is depicted on the 10th canto.
Yes.
9 cantos are devoted to understand Krishna.
Yes.
So without understanding Krishna, if one tries to read the life and pastimes of Krishna, it may be misleading.
Yes, yes. I think somewhere it said...
Therefore, Bhagavat begins the Janmadasya-yata.
Mm.
What is the origin, source of creation? not abruptly Krishna.
Yes, yes.
Then, after developing all such knowledge, one can understand what is Krishna.
So when the Krishna, the consciousness.
But in the spiritual world, there are activities like that.
Mm. Yes.
The material world is only perverted reflection of these activities of the spiritual world.
So when you
perverted reflection. It is reflection, but perverted. Therefore it is difficult.
So when the insight is there, you see the truth.
Basic
principle.
That Krishna loved the gopis. Gopis are young girls, Krishna was a young boy. But same love between young boy and girl here is lust.
Yes.
That's what it is perfect.
Yes. Yes.
The reflection is there. But it is not love, it is lust.
Yes. It's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yes. So it's using our experiences and refining them and distilling them and showing what the true value of these experiences is. The true meaning of them.
In a gopi's love with Krishna, there is no lust. That is the difference.
Reverence, isn't it? Reverence for him.
The so-called love is lust only. It is going on in the name of love. Actually, it is not love. And because it is not love, therefore, such kind of love does not continue very long. It breaks.
Yes.
But we don't find in the history of spiritual world the love between the gopis and Krishna broke at any time.
No.
Yeah, that is the reason.
Yes. Yes. Whereas one in three of the Western marriages, so they say, is destined to break.
Yeah.
One in three. That's what they say now. One in three. The latest.
The same thing is there.
Figures.
But they are dragging this lusty affair to Krishna. Generally, the rascal, they paint Krishna's picture with gopi so that their lusty activities may be supported. Krishna has had that. This is misunderstanding. They do not take into calculation. Here, the so-called love is lust and it breaks. But in the gopi's love with Krishna, there is no breaking, increasing of love. So how they can compare Krishna's love with gopis with this lusty affair?
I must admit, I'd read far enough on to see that. I think this is...
When we make analogy, the points of similarity must be there.
Yes.
But these rascals are so dull-headed that they have no even logical arguments. So where are the points of similarity? That we are comparing these lusty affairs of this material world with the affairs of Krishna and Gopi. Where is the similarity?
There's never mention of lust or of any animal desire at all, is there?
No.
It's just reverence and
just like
love.
Krishna is to dance with so many gopis. Everything is described there. That they embraced, they kissed, but there is no such thing about sex or encounter sex. These things are to be studied. How we can compare gopi's love with Krishna with these lusty affairs of this material world?
Can't be done. Another question that raised itself, which you'll see in the paper, in fact, was the a little mention in one of the books that I was reading, not from Krishna Consciousness Movement, just to get a bit of background, on Lord Chaitanya, and it seems to have been...
Krishna Consciousness Movement is already there in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Described.
If you like, the later manifestation, isn't it?
We are simply trying to present them, that's all. It is not.
Yes.
We have manufactured something. No. There is no question of concoction manufacture.
No. It's passing on what has already been there.
Yeah.
A lot of these people...
speak of Krishna. Krishna is already there. When you speak of Vrindavan is already there. It is not that we have manufactured some picture.
No.
imagination. No. They take it like that. The rascals take it like that.
Yes.
There is a kind of imagination of the poet. The Mayavadi philosopher also take like that. But that's not the fact. It is actually presentation of the spiritual facts. And as the spiritual activities are quite different from material activities, they misunderstand.
Yes. It's one of the interesting features was of this little bit about Lord Chaitanya was in fact that he claimed him to be pathological. You know, the manifestations, obviously, of Krishna consciousness and kirtan and so on. There seems to be this, obviously, you would regard as a scurrilous or a wrong-headed or dull-headed field of people who regard his manifestations of God consciousness as verging on madness or temporary madness. What would you say about that? Or obviously you've rejected.
When a man is himself mad, he'll find others mad.
Yes, true. Yes, he sees a reflection of himself.
If one is himself deaf, he'll think others are deaf. So, Atavat Madnati Jagat, everyone thinks the whole world is like him.
Yes.
Therefore, true. They think Krishna is like him.
Yes.
That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. That this rascal, because I come in human form to benefit them, they take me as human being. That is man's hand, but these things are taken like that,
yes,
by the murhas. Murhas means rascals.
Yes.
Asses.
So really, they're just talking, as you say, from within their own experience.
Yeah.
They're being lacking in imagination, really, because they can't imagine what happens when God possesses a man.
Because Krishna is lifting the Govardhan Hill, they're thinking, this is imagination.
Yes.
But if actual Krishna is God, is it very difficult for him to lift the mountain? He is floating so many heavy planets in the air.
It's easy for him.
So, the weightlessness, if Krishna can make weightless so many heavy planets, is it very difficult for him to make the Govardhan Hill weightless?
So too.
So these things have to be understood.
Mm. So once again you'd say that this
Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said, Bhaktyamam Avijana. Simply through devotion and service, one can understand.
Yes.
Others will misunderstand.
Yes, one doesn't become concerned with these, what really are the superficials of an inner state. You accept and appreciate the validity of bhakti.
What is this?
Tremendous cooperation. As I say, I hope it won't put you to too much work. Obviously, some of these things have already been met. You know, we've, to a certain extent, we've done some of the work already, haven't we?
So, some of our children, maybe, if it is presented,
yes,
if it is misrepresented, then it is useless to publish.
I don't want that to happen, you see.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so anxious that at every stage
of
this scene.
It.
Yeah.
Will you?
And find
sure.
Maybe,
sure.
Sure. That would be. I've said to the publishers, as far as I'm concerned, they've given me a date at the end of September. But I've said if the people in the Krishna consciousness movement do not accept what I've put forward as a representative view of their own, then the date's going to go back. I've said that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an accepted idea.
Hare Krishna.